I'm John Kehoe, and this is part 12 of our 20-part podcast series, The Path of the Quantum Warrior. In this podcast, I will explain how we can invoke synchronicity into our lives. To invoke is to proclaim, to announce, to become. Invoking synchronicity is, at its essence, merging ourselves with the energy web and acknowledging our oneness with it. We are one with the energy web. In the energy web, we live and breathe and have our being. The energy web is within us, around us, and responsive in the most intimate ways to our thoughts and intentions. It knows our desires and fears, and even the slightest changes in our vibration will be noticed. Just as a spider is ever sensitive to the least movement in its web, so too the energy web senses the vibrations of everything that happens within it and responds accordingly. This is a scientific fact and the truth of our quantum reality that everyone who works with this system becomes aware of. It was Carl Jung who first discovered how synchronicity works, and he wrote extensively about it. He described it as a meaningful coincidence of two or more events where something other than probability or chance is involved. Synchronicity to Jung meant the strange and unusual encounters or events which happen to individuals that on the surface appear to have no causal effect and yet have such a profound meaning to the individual that it was unlikely to be the result of mere chance. In my book Quantum Warrior, The Future of the Mind, I share the amazing story of how I first met the woman who would become my listening mentor. Our mentorship began on the very first day of my 2-year sabbatical. I had planned a listening sabbatical for almost a year without knowing what a listening sabbatical was or what I was going to be doing on it. Through the most improbable set of events, on the very first day, I found myself connecting with an extraordinary mystic who held the secrets of deep listening, and we entered into a 2-year mentorship. It happened on the very first day of my 2-year sabbatical. Not in the first few weeks, but the first day. When something like this happens, you take notice. There was obviously much more than chance involved here. Jung referred to these type of circumstances as magic causality. He strongly suspected that such causality had its source in the unconscious, and yet he struggled to find a way to have it accepted by the scientific community. Nor did he fully understand how it worked himself. While Jung was familiar with the most up-to-date scientific discoveries of his day, the most explosive findings of quantum physics had yet to be revealed. We in the 21st century can more easily understand why synchronicity works, even if it still seems incredible to us. It is simply the energy web in action, where everything is connected and in relationship with everything else. The more Jung trusted this method, the more it worked for him. A colleague of Jung shared an incident where Dr. Jung required some research about a particular topic and voiced this need out loud. The very instant he spoke, there was a knock on the door and the mailman delivered a manuscript from a colleague in Australia with a cover note saying, "I'm not sure if you're interested, but I thought you should see what I'm working on." It was exactly what he was looking for, and he received it the instant that he voiced the need. Now, what are the odds of this happening purely by chance? It is times like these where we know that there's more to our reality than we understand. I have experienced many synchronistic events in my life, as most of us have, and the more we believe in them, the more they occur. We invoke synchronicity by accepting that we live in an open, dynamic universe where all is possible, where our thoughts and desires are heard and acted upon. Author Joseph Campbell said it this way, "A 1,000 unseen helping hands come to our aid when we are in alignment with ourselves and the universe." As we accept our oneness with all things, we invoke synchronicity into our lives just by being who we are. Our thoughts, beliefs, and actions resonate in the energy web, attracting to us the most amazing circumstances. The minute we are willing to accept help from this invisible collaborator, we will attract it everywhere in our life. From both the seen and the unseen, From that which we understand and that which is still mysterious, remarkable things will happen to us. I'm John Kehoe, and the universe is greater and more wondrous than we think.